This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire captain Matt Bruce, of course, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Tuesday edition, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. And, of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, and of course, they're keeping America rolling along, and we appreciate, we salute all of you. And of course, that includes the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to be so that we can get where we need to be. And of course, we're not going to leave out the Amazon warehouse workers, Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page, and you can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. That's all lowercase, capped at Captain's America. And don't forget the website as well, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. All right. Well, at the top of every hour of the program, of course, as all of you know, when Captain Matt Bruce is here, he says the Pledge of Allegiance. And I always love to say it right along with them, but I invite you to say it along with me this morning as we're sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And so I invite you to say the pledge. Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, don't forget the captain emphasizes each and every morning here on the program that we do emphasize those two words, under God, as our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, yes, we do need a good dose of that these days, it would seem. Once again, I want to thank everybody for the very warm welcome I received here in Tampa, Florida, this evening as I arrived. Just flew into Tampa Airport not all that long ago, and so very happy just to be here and to be meeting everybody. And as the captain mentioned in hour number one, we're going to be at Mission Barbecue, and that's going to be, of course, at 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And come on out for great conversation, great food, and of course, the great people as well. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa, and I'll be proud and honored to be there and meet everybody as well. I've already met some folks, and I'm just really looking forward to it. And once again, it was good to hear from Captain Matt Bruce in hour number one of the program, and we'll hear from him again tomorrow morning in hour number one as well. All right, so once again, so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start. But one of the things that we can start with, because we were talking about the debt issue earlier, well, this from Fox News. Biden issues a terse statement after the McCarthy debt ceiling talks to, quote, avoid a catastrophe. President Joe Biden issued a terse three-sentence statement Well, they're getting better, I guess. Three-sentence statement late Monday evening following the conclusion of his talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on how to raise the debt ceiling, which failed to yield agreement, but which both sides says was, quote, productive. Quote, I guess this is the statement. Quote, I just concluded a productive meeting with Speaker McCarthy about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. We reiterated once again that default is off the table, and the only way to move forward is in good faith toward a bipartisan agreement, Biden said in a statement. Well, I was being a little facetious there a little bit, only because this is the thing. Joe Biden knows how to avoid a default. The default can be avoided. It is completely avoidable, Joe Biden. It's completely avoidable. All you have to do is to actually negotiate, is to actually maybe get a little bit and then give a little bit. It's not that hard. But they continue to try to frame it as, no, this is the only thing that can happen is that we have to raise the debt limit no matter what. And then the other day, right, they were even trying to get the 14th Amendment to come in, about the debt should not be questioned and this kind of thing. And they're looking for these ways of doing this where they can just do it. But they're just trying to do it because it's politics. It's not about running the country. Now, the GOP has a great position here because they're actually introducing things that actually make sense to people who understand that they can't raise their debt limit. They can't simply go out and say, you know, hey, I'm just going to get more credit. It goes on forever. And it just doesn't work that way. And everybody understands that. But the Joe Biden and the Democrat Party elite, certainly the White House, is trying to frame things again, that it's only about raising the debt limit, only about the fact that somehow if you have any cuts, that it's a catastrophe. I mean, let's go back to this, right? We're trying to avoid a catastrophe for our economy. You know, I think we could go out in the street right now with a microphone and ask people, do you think that maybe the economy is already starting to get a catastrophe? I mean, when you look at how the prices have gone up and this kind of thing, don't you think that that's starting to be catastrophe territory? I think it is. All right. Well, I guess we're laughing about it now, but it's pretty serious stuff, as we know, folks. We're coming up to the break. There's the music. This is the Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolling across your radio dial. Kyle Warren in for the captain. Give me a call, 1-877-969-8600. And we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, get your motor running, everybody. It is the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we continue to race through and rocket through this Tuesday edition of the program. Don't forget, you can call us up, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And again, we heard from the captain in hour number one. We'll hear from him again tomorrow morning as well. He's getting better, doing great, and sounding really, really good too, I think. And I know everybody out there is really happy to hear that. And he's been getting all kinds of love and prayers and good wishes and everything. The kitchen sink, if you will, I think. And that's really, really good to know. All right, folks, this portion of our program is being brought to you by the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. And, of course, we appreciate them. They've become very good friends of the program. Now, you can go to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be able to find the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll hear the captain, have heard the captain, talking to you about how he takes the product. He does take Relief Factor. He's been taking it for over 10 years. And he takes it every single day for one simple reason: it works. Now, the problems that he has, namely the inflammation and such, that's what a lot of other people have. And, you know, this product is going to help you to control that inflammation because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the swelling and the discomfort and the pain. Now, if you take it the way it says, you know, you're going to know by about the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. Most people know within a day or two, or even three sometimes. You know, he's had people come to him and say, you know, after he's given them a sample, said, this is it. It's working. I absolutely have to have it, and I need to have it right now. How do I get it? And, of course, he sends them to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And, of course, it depends on the individual. Everybody's different, but here's the great thing about this product. There are no drugs in it. There's no drugs whatsoever. It's all natural, so you can depend on that. So one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. because all you have to lose is pain. Once again, you can go over there, check out their $19.95 3-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, so continuing with the program, don't forget 1-877-969-8600 is the number you can call if you'd like to call up and opine. And, of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon at the top of next hour. And we've also got Chris Markowski coming on. And then in hour number five, we've got retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, and we're going to be talking about, I'm really excited to talk with him as well this morning because I want to talk about what's going on with Russia threatening about the F-16s and these kinds of things. And of course, I want to get Denise Simon's take on the debt ceiling raise, and then the economic news I want to hear from Chris Markowski because it doesn't it seem like, you know, everything is just kind of going down the drain all at the same time. And I'm not saying that to be, I'm not being negative. No, I'm not being negative. I'm simply saying that all these different things seem to be out of the purview, it seems, or, you know, of what's happening over at the White House. I think they're so concerned about the projecting who Joe Biden is, and that, yes, oh, yes, he can run for president again. Oh, yes, it's fine. We're all fine. That they're skipping all the other things. And that's just the way I'm seeing it. And unfortunately, I don't think that they have a good plan. Namely, of course, as we're dealing, as more of these issues continue to surface with China. Well, this from the AP. Stepping up a feud with Washington over technology and security, China's government on Sunday told users of computer equipment deemed sensitive to stop buying products from the biggest U.S. memory chip maker, Micron Technology Incorporated. Micron products have unspecified, quote, serious network security risks that pose hazards to China's information infrastructure and affect national security, the Cyberspace Administration of China said on its website. Its six-sentence statement gave no details. Operators of critical information infrastructure in China should stop purchasing products from Micron Company, the agency said. The United States, Europe, and Japan are reducing Chinese access to advanced chip making and other technology they say might be used in weapons at a time when President Xi Jinping's government has threatened to attack Taiwan and is increasingly assertive towards Japan and other neighbors. Well, that's still really true, right? There's always this specter, right? There's this sword hanging over all of our heads. We're going to wake up one morning and China is going to have moved against Taiwan. Now, there are those who think, and I believe them too. I don't know that China's going to do that tomorrow morning. A lot of the things I think that Xi does are real similar to the things that Putin does, and that is he wants to have a lot of things for local consumption. The Chinese government certainly, I think, is incredibly aware that the ongoing nature of its very existence is something that people are eventually in China, I'm talking about in China specifically, are just going to start to question at some point. Now, of course, in their system, it's a very different system, that the questioning results a lot of times in some very bad consequences. But nevertheless, authoritarian systems like this are very difficult to maintain over long periods of time. But so there's something there for local consumption, right? We're going to do this. We're going to reunify. We're going to make things better. Don't worry. It's all going to be amazing, right? It's all going to be great. It's all going to be amazing. And that's different than when you're talking about America, that America can succeed, America can be great, America can do this. Because why? Because it's so different. It's so different because this is the land of opportunity. This is where you can come here with nothing and work hard and rise up and become, literally can become a billionaire at some point. There's nothing stopping you necessarily from doing that. But in different systems, a very, very different thing. But I think there's a very serious portion of what we're just looking at here in terms of the chips that could be used for weapons of war or to be included in other Chinese technology. Chinese officials, the article continues, have warned of unspecified consequences, but appear to be struggling to find ways to retaliate without hurting China's smartphone producers and other industries in efforts to develop its own processor chip suppliers. An official review of Micron under China's increasingly stringent information security laws was announced April 4, hours after Japan joined Washington in imposing restrictions on Chinese access to technology to make processor chips on security grounds. Foreign companies have been rattled by the police raids on two consulting firms, Bain & Company and CapVision, and due diligence firm Mintz Group. Chinese authorities have declined to explain the raids, but said foreign companies are obliged to obey the law. So in other words, you see kind of what's going on here, right? You see that, you know, they've got to maintain this kind of structure, but at the same time, they realize that many people in the West are sort of on to this. So, you know, where does it go? Does eventually you just have an invasion of Taiwan and they're working concert with Russia to try to create more havoc in the world? Or are they going to realize that that generally speaking, they're going to cut off their nose to spite their face? And hopefully they will. Hopefully they will. The article continues, Sunday's announcement appeared to try to reassure foreign companies. China firmly promotes high-level opening up of the outside world, and as long as it complies with the Chinese laws and regulations, welcomes enterprises with various platform products and services from various countries to enter the Chinese market, the cyberspace agency said. Xi accused Washington in March of trying to block China's development. He called on the public to, quote, dare to fight. But at the same time, you also have to dare to make sure that you're being seen as a member of the international community and that you don't have designs to try to create some other kind of havoc or some other kind of chaos. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. All right, folks, as we continue through the segment of the program, don't forget, of course, that you want to check out the good people at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And you can find them at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. And that means, of course, they're in St. Petersburg, right near here. And that's Caring Hands Helping Sore Feet. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. .com. Folks, stay right there. The Captain's America rolls on in the overnight hours. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is meeting with President Biden again to discuss the debt ceiling.
I have the highest respect for the individuals he has down here working on it. People do have difference of opinion, just like in the country, but you have difference of opinion in your own household.
Prior to the meeting, McCarthy said he believes a deal can be reached before the nation defaults. TikTok is suing the state of Montana. A new law keeps residents in Montana from being allowed to download the TikTok app, and it prevents the company from operating in the state. Lawyers for TikTok say the Montana law violates the First Amendment. A plan has been reached to conserve water in the Colorado River. The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. The river's flow has dropped about 20% over the last 2 decades, causing water levels in Lake Powell and Lake Mead to drop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is the Captain's America rolling on in your overnight hours. Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And we are very happy to be with you here today and this morning here on the program. 1-877-969-8600 is the toll-free line that you can call up, 1-877-969-8600, and if you would like to call in and talk and opine. And I think we do have a caller holding on the line. We're going to get to them here in just one moment. But, of course, before we do that, we want to make sure that you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Shows. That's Two Guys Gun Shows, and that's twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. And you can find out more about their website and everything that they do by going to twoguysshows.com. Hope that you can do that. All right, let's listen in here on the caller. And caller, you're live here on the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. This is Elliot Wesley Chapel. I have a comment to make this morning, but before I do, send get well wishes to the captain, Matt Bruce. Matt, when you have hundreds of thousands sending up prayer blessings, it strengthens your Judeo-Christian values, the values that lie at the forefront founding of this country. Now, very early during Joe Biden's presidency, he dispatched Jake Sullivan and Kamala Harris to Central and South America, declaring open borders. Come one, come all. America right now. There are over 7,000 migrants assembled right now in Honduras getting ready to make the march. To put his trans-gay plan in motion, Biden solicited them from 196 countries. Trans-gays are given top priorities over others, such as clothes, cell phone, language school, free health care, and social services, which would lead to America becoming a socialistic state. You know, which would, and then when we take a look, they're bringing their customs and social ways to us Americans. We did not ask for this. Now, many of these people are social radicals, trans gays on the world stage, pushing a woke global trans gay agenda.
Okay.
Amy Weingarten, you know, who's a gay woman. Teachers Union was recruiting gays when she traveled through Europe. Now that they are here and keep coming, there are people in their group that are deep haters of our Father God, our churches, worship centers in America.
Elliot, I appreciate what you're saying here, but generally speaking, though, are you saying people are coming in illegally into the country, or are they immigrating into the country?
Well, it could be a combination of both, Kyle. I'm going to tell you, this is well orchestrated. Amy Weingarten did not travel to Europe and other places around the world for nothing. They were making connections to the trans gays. And I tell you, when we accept people that we don't even have any idea about them, you know, and they're bringing their personalities, their ways, their outlooks, their demeanors, and we don't have any idea who these people are. And it's very dangerous for what the president has done to this country. I mean, just like the president Trump said, he has destroyed this country, and he's continuing to do it. And it's a bad situation that we're in right now.
Well, do you think it's just a sort of a subterfuge to just have power in perpetuity, because they feel that a lot of people coming in are just going to vote Democrat no matter what?
Well, they know that they're in trouble, the Democrats, so this is supposed to be their new base. You're either with them or you're against them. So this is what this is all about. They're trying to find ways to make sure they get these people acclimated, and you notice it's by any means necessary. They're putting so much pressure on everyone around the country, all of our small communities, whether it's city, you know, the countryside now that used to be so untamed, now find themselves with migrants all over the place. We're in a bad place because we don't know anything about these people.
So what do you think about when migrants come across the border and then they get bussed up to, I don't know, Martha's Vineyard or to New York City? Do you think that has any impact?
Well, it certainly catches the eye of the news, but the impact is very small unless you're sending a hell of a lot of them up there. I think Mayor Adams of New York is one of the worst mayors I've ever seen in my life. He's an opportunist. He's looking to further himself in Washington. That's why he don't want to mention Joe Biden's. But I can guarantee you, backroom talk, he's cursing Joe Biden's ass out like you wouldn't believe it, because he know that New York is in trouble. You have the Governor Hochul telling everyone that, look, you don't be surprised if you're traveling down the road and you see a big field out there with about 10,000 undocumented people, migrants, you know, out there in tents. And that's where we're at. We're heading down a bad road of a socialistic state.
Well, I appreciate your call very much, Elliot. You have yourself a great morning.
All right, much love to you and the captain. God bless America. Have a great day.
Thank you, Elliot. All right. Yes, God bless America. We appreciate that very much. And, folks, yeah, so what do you think? Do you think it has, what kind of an impact do you think it has in terms of when you bus migrants to a different part of the country that has expressly said, or a Democrat-run city, for example, that has expressly said that it is a sanctuary city? Do you think that has the kind of impact? I think that it's been called a stunt, but I don't think that it's necessarily a stunt in the grand sense, because it does point up the awareness of the fact that, well, now you've got Democrat-run cities saying, you got to stop sending migrants to us. And, you know, one of the things that the left wants to do is they want to say somehow that anybody who doesn't want to have full, unfettered, illegal immigration where you literally walk across the Rio Grande River. I'm just using that as an example, where you literally just walk across and everything's fine. In fact, you might even start getting a check at some point. That's anybody who says, who questions that, who just says, well, wait a minute, is that the best plan for our country right now? Then they are simply labeled as cruel and racist and things like that, and those kinds of terminologies are simply meant to stop any conversation. You can't question it, because if you do, then we will call you these names. We will call you out in society, and you will be canceled, and you will not be able to do anything, and you're not, because you're not going along with the program here. So I think it's a very good question. Does this have the kind of impact? And I think it does begin to, because it does put a lot of Democrat politicians on record by saying, we can't deal with this. This, like, what were you thinking? You sent busloads of people here that we have nowhere to put them and this kind of thing. Well, the CTS, that's exactly the point. But it's okay if you're in a border town, or if you're in right now, all states are border states. There's no doubt about that. But specifically speaking, or technically speaking, states that border Mexico are border states in the general sense. That's fine. Just, they'll come across the border in your state as long as it's not in my state, right? And that's where I think a lot of the people in public find as being disingenuous in the extreme. Disingenuous, because, again, they're saying rules for me, but not for, rules for thee, but not for me. And that's just not the way it should go at all, because people understand that there are practical things that happen. And when you start overwhelming the system, which, by the way, this is something the captain likes to talk about, right? And that is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. What do you do to the system? You overwhelm it. You make it fall because it can't bear the weight anymore. And that's precisely what I think many on the left are trying to do by promoting these policies and these things that are just demonstrably destructive. And again, it has nothing to do with not being humanitarian, without not caring about your fellow person or anything of that nature. In fact, if the left cared about their fellow people, they wouldn't be saying, come over here, and then it's just kind of, nothing else is going to go well for you here. It's just going to be you're just going to transfer your existence from where you were to here. It's not really going to be any different, and you're not going to really be successful. That's not a reason to come over to the United States of America, is it? Nope, not at all. It's supposed to be the land of opportunity. Folks, stay right there. We have a lot more coming up right after the break. I don't want you to go anywhere. Stay right there. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren in for the captain.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. A little bit of Uptown Girl there bringing us back. Billy Joel, of course. Glad to hear him. I've seen a lot of Billy Joel concerts over time, by the way. He's always been a top-level performer. There's no doubt about that. And I got to tell you, when he plays Angry Young Man, I remember the first time I ever saw him play Angry Young Man live. And he gets that thing. If you're not familiar with the song, there's this very, very intense, very dramatic piano part that begins the song, and it's very rapid fire. It's the only way to describe it. And the way that Billy Joel could do that is just really, really amazing. All right, folks, once again, Captain's America Third Watch, Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, and we're right now getting ready for our next Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And, of course, it's going to be brought to you by Pilot and Flying J Travel Center, which we'll tell you more about them here in just a few moments. Don't forget, if you're up on I-80 up near Reno, Nevada, you've got an aerial flood watch. That's because of high temperatures that can continue to have snow melt and can cause some flooding and other issues of that nature. The same can be set up near Winnemucca, down through Battle Mountain, and a little bit to lesser intensity up towards Elko, Nevada. So you want to be aware of that. We still have some particulate matter and some air quality issues in the southeast corner of Wyoming. This is going to be coming down I-25 out of Casper. And then if you're going out I-80, coming out of Cheyenne up towards Elk Mountain and Rawlins, you've got this issue having to do with the smoke that came in from those Canadian wildfires, and to a lesser degree down through Fort Collins and Denver, Colorado as well. Also, folks, so we want to tell you about the thunderstorms
intense rain, basically, that is going on right now in the southern part of southwestern part of Georgia, southeastern part of Alabama, and through the Florida Panhandle near Tallahassee. We've got some rain that's causing some, that could cause some flash flooding there, and of course also some other weather as well. As I mentioned before, as I was coming into Tampa, Florida, I could feel all that because the plane was bumping around all over the place. So I speak from experience on that. So, yes, it is there. Okay, the rain that we saw, the moderate rain that we saw earlier tonight that was near Dallas is moving closer to Dallas on I-20. And is right now looks like it's just coming outside the Fort Worth area in terms of the radar map. And then it continues to be moderate south of Fort Worth, down, it looks like it's starting to inch in there on Waco, Texas, and down in Killeen, it's reading as very heavy rain right now, so you want to be aware of that. Also, in northern part of Oklahoma, we've got some rain coming across there as well. This is going to be in the Alva and the Cherokee area, also Woodard, and then up into Kansas. If you're in the Medicine Lodge area, or if you're in the Ashland or Coldwater area, Coldwater Township, this looks like it's U.S. Highway 160. You definitely want to be aware of that because that's going to be coming across the road right there. Also in Kansas, if you're near Bloom, you've got some rain coming across U.S. Highway 54. Right there. And folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. That's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. And you can check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Go over to their website. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. You want to download that because nowadays you can, this is brand new, by the way, you can actually save money on your fuel costs simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. Make sure you have the My Rewards Plus app. And then every time that you go to the pump at the Pilot and Flying J, you're going to buy gas. You want to text this, the SAVE 10, that's SAVE, the number 1, the number 0, so SAVE 10 to 26494. That's SAVE 10 to 26494. You're going to do that, and then you're going to put in your at the pump your payment method and your phone number, and that's going to track back to your My Rewards Plus a membership, and the price is going to roll back on the screen 10 cents a gallon. This is great. This is their way of saying, say hello to summer savings. It just doesn't get any better than that. All right, folks, don't forget, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com, the good people that bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. All right, well, holding patiently on the line, we have Iron Mike. And Iron Mike, you've been patiently waiting. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment about some... one of our main American industries. I worked for General Motors Proving Grounds Safety Test Engineering and Noise and Vibration Lab for about 3.5 years, and I proudly worked for them. But I believe right now that Mary Barra, the head, she's an engineer, she's a head of GM. I believe she's taking the company into oblivion. She insists. She dropped the Impala, and they don't make any cars anymore other than the Camaro, and they do make the Malibu yet, but I think they're dropping that. But Hyundai, Honda, Kia, Nissan, Toyota, they're all coming out with large sedans to make up the difference in the market, and they're beautiful. A lot of them are really, really getting the style and everything else. They're going to eat our lunch. And then the attitude of young Ford, who runs Ford, I think he's a decent man, but he had a big job in Ford Australia, and he brought over a guy named Black Jack Nasser, and there's a reason why he got that name Black Jack, and he just literally he took the Taurus, which was the number one selling car in the world, and dropped it, and you know, and he allowed that. And it just goes on and on and on. They come out with a really nice car, and it's a hot seller, and they quit advertising. If you see the European and Japanese and Korean competition, advertising, advertising, advertising. They promote their stuff.
Yeah.
And
Go ahead. Yeah.
I have supported, I bought 17 cars in my life, new cars, and I have supported the UAW. I don't give a damn if any of them have a job now. It's so corrupt. Donald Trump did more for union workers and Michigan and the UAW, including that plant, 2,000 worker plant, Fiat was going to build in Fiat Chrysler were going to build in Mexico.
Yep.
Donald Trump forced them to build it in Detroit. And what thanks did they get? They were calling, the UAW members were calling every member and harassing them to vote against Donald Trump.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And well, the reason why, mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, Iron Mike, I appreciate you calling. We're going to transition over to Denise Simon here in just a moment. But yeah, go ahead and finish your thought, though, please.
I lost it because I'm paying attention to you.
I think you're right. I will see you at lunch at Mission Barbecue, and I agree. I don't know why they get rid of some of these great cars. I think the Camaro's on the chopping block too. I don't think they're going to build those anymore.
I've got one, and they won't fix the steering on it.
Oh no! All right. Well,
and
thanks.
I've got a number. They've never called me. I've got a claim number and everything else. They've never called me. They don't give a damn.
Wow. That is intense. Well, we'll see you this morning. Take care, Iron Mike.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. Bye bye. All right, that was Iron Mike, everybody, and now let's go to Denise Simon, who's holding patiently on the telephone. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It is a good morning. It's a great morning, isn't it? It really
yes,
is.
Sir.
It really, really is. In more ways than one. It's a great morning. And we talked to the captain earlier. He's doing really well. And we'll talk to him
Yay.
Again tomorrow. But I'm glad that you're here. And I want to get your take here real quick. We just have a couple of minutes. And then we'll talk more at the top of the hour, of course. What do you think? Was there any real progress made on the debt ceiling?
No.
Yeah, that's a short answer. I like that. I like because that encapsulates it. It really, really does. But it's just, you know, are they going to get anywhere eventually, or are they just going to let it go to the absolute last thing and then something will happen?
Well, the they that is really derelict in this whole thing, which I would actually call malfeasance, is the White House and the Senate. You know, the House did its job, and the people have spoken, and, you know, it raises the debt ceiling. So what's the deal, you know?
Exactly. Well, tell you what, hold that thought, Denise. Folks, we're going to come back right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. She has a lot more to say, a lot more interesting things happening out there in the news, and she is going to comment on it right after the top of the hour news. Stay right there. There is more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.